All right, so here is some information about Splinter.
Okay, welcome. Thank you. Welcome, fellow Mastodon Threads enthusiasts. I'm Neyman, also called Eyal, but Neyman is a bit easier name. And I'm going to present Splinter, which is a tool that I built to write Mastodon Threads. Also should work on Memiski and other things, but I didn't check, so I'm not sure. It's a very, very simple tool. I built it, A, because I needed such a thing, and I didn't find exactly what I want. For educational purposes, I wanted to work with Mastodon, and also to have something to speak about in FOSDEM, so this one worked out. I'm happy. This is the blueprints of Splinter. You take an article or a long text, you put it in Splinter, and the result is a thread. And Splinter does everything for you. It divides it, it posts it, you can attach images, stuff like this. You can also use it as an editor, because I really like to write long threads, and it takes me sometimes a day or two or three, and the draft it saves locally in your browser, so for me it's very convenient. I'm going to now try to show you a video, I hope it works, of Splinter. Let's see. Right, how do I start to play it? Nope. And it doesn't work. Okay.
I can have a quick look, but we either
had
a PDF.
Yeah, I can do it with a PDF.
Or it's a Mac, so it probably doesn't like it or something.
I can also skip it. It's okay.
Yeah, we just have the PDF. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Leave it like this, it's okay. How do we start again?
Let's go slideshow.
I'm used to different shortcuts.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we are supposed to do is to see is me writing like a thread, having special rules to break it, and how it's posted on my Mastodon thread, and then I am running to delete it because it was a demo and I don't want to spam my feed. What you would also see is how it's very being nicely divided, and there are a few simple rules for how to divide posts that Splinter follows. And the first rule is don't break words or paragraph in the middle. Like, no one wants that. Unless the paragraph is too long, then you don't have an option. The paragraph is too short, because in the beginning I had like a post of, you know, one sentence. It's also not good, so then you add another paragraph afterwards and break this one. Or the word is the chemical name for the protein titin, which has 190,000 characters, in which case you don't have any choice but to break it to around 380 posts. So, you know, don't do that. You can also force a break, like we have a magic word, which is those five equal signs. And one of the first requests was when I launched Splinter is to have a shortcut for this, so it's very useful. Splinter is self-hosted. You can host it yourself. I mean, it's Node.js, it's nothing complicated. Or you can use my instance, which I think is relatively safe. You give very little permission to this, only to write some posts in your name. You can also authorize it and then go to Mastodon after you use it and deauthorize it. I will improve it, I hope, in the near future, so I'll say in a second, but anyway, I see that like people use it at the moment between 100 and 400 users a day or visitors a day. Otherwise, it doesn't keep any statistics, any information completely. I don't collect anything. As I said, why to build a tool like Splinter? It's a simple tool, so besides the educational purposes, which was real, the original reason to build it, the other reason was that I like threads. I know that threads is like kind of accidental format. It began because social medias had limitations and people want to say something longer. But I, with time, fell in love with threads. It's sometimes easier for me to read a long thread than a long article. It's break into topics. I can read it like till the middle, stop, and know where I stopped. It makes me read in some speed, which I like. So also that's why I like to write threads, and everyone who follows me on Mastodon can see that. And the second question that you have nowadays, can AI build it? And I think like many projects like this, I mean, there are open source repositories for splitting text. They don't do exactly what I want with the rules, with the images, with Mastodon, but there are. And I try to vibe code. You can vibe code a prototype full of bugs quite quickly. But then if you start to force it to have the rules that you want and to fix the bugs, you will find out that, I mean, at least I found out that it's not going anywhere and it's much faster to write it myself. So I'm not sure if you can reach the polish level with AI even with such a simple tool, but I am not an expert about it. To-do list. The most important thing for me is client-side authorization, because currently what happens is that you authorize Splinter with your instance, Mastodon instance. Then you get a token which is saved on the server. You can also save the same token in the cache of your browser. I started with a server because it was the easiest thing, and I was waiting for someone to ask me to do that, but nobody asked, so I would just do it out of my own initiative. Next. Second thing is improved UX. You didn't see the demo, but when you write a thread, you know how many posts in the threads are and how many characters in the thread, but you don't know exactly in the current post that you write in the thread how many characters, and you also don't see exactly like the post next to your editor. I would love to do that. I'm not great in UX, but I will try to. Improve mobile experience. I'm not a great mobile user. And it's also, you know, I thought mostly about desktop, but this is something that needs to be done. And AI thread writing, I mean, that's a joke, of course. No one wants that. If you want to join, I really need UX design. This is super simple. The other things that I said, which I want to improve with the UX, I would love to do help with that. I'm the kind of person that likes to discuss and question everything decision, so it's not about productivity working with me, it's a bit about slow, and you should do it if you like to discuss. Everyone who ever works with me know that I like to do that. And otherwise, thank you, and thank you for letting me be here. It was a pleasure.
Okay, we have a moment, and there is a hand up here, so we're going to pass across for a question.
If you publish a thread on Mastodon, every post of the thread it appears in your wall, in the wall, it appears to your followers. Can you? Is there any way to show only the first one?
Only the first post in the thread, not the whole thread. You can publish it. I called it. Again, the demo didn't work, but when you publish the post, you can choose the visibility, and you can choose thread visibility, in which people who don't follow you only see the first one, and people who follow you see everything. It's a bit difficult in Mastodon to do otherwise. Mastodon is not that thread, I mean, the official UX of Mastodon is not that thread friendly at the moment, and also I discovered that when I post a long thread, and I do it all at once, sometimes some instances think it's a spam, so they only publish some of the posts, so probably I will have to modify Splinter to slow down the publication. But the thread, like the visibility thread, should for most people just show the first post, and the rest they see only if they press it.
Okay, thank you very much. That's really cool. Thank you, Diamond.